the acquittal of this doctor is an outrageous action because this violation on the sanctity of the body of Samira and all the other female protesters who were detained back in March 2011 is not really a physician or a doctor to be released because of his, you know, identity as a doctor. This is not an attitude of a doctor. So it's not really an excuse. This is like a step, again, to enlarge the gap between the military and the Egyptian people.
The Egyptian state news agency said that the accounts of three witnesses in the case conflicted with a fourth witness.
It's a military court. So with regards with the witnesses, of course, they can get any witness that can say any testimony that will acquit the military figures who are implicated in this case.
Do you think the military has been biased in supporting this doctor, Ahmed Adal?
Absolutely, of course.
Is there any recourse that rights activists in Egypt can take?
With Samira Brahim, she's going to try to prove that this doctor is guilty, as a matter of fact. Maybe some activists will try to transfer the whole case to a civilian court.
What qualifications does this doctor have?
The doctors in the military are graduated from normal Egyptian universities, Faculty of Medicine, and then they joined the military academy.
There are accusations by other women that they were subject to forced virginity tests. Will there be other cases brought by other women against the army and army doctors?
Well, after the ruling of the administrative court to ban the virginity tests or the practice of virginity tests inside military prisons on women detainees, other female victims of the same practice other than Samira Brahim said in the media that they're going to lodge new cases against the doctor and against the military. But they haven't taken that step so far.
After this decision today, there's obviously not much hope that any of these other women will get justice for what they've accused the doctors of doing.
Yeah, of course, it all depends on the case and the progress of Samira's case. However, the military just replied that this decision or this ruling is invalid because the practice of virginity tests is not set forth in any code of the military justice system.
The military court has acquitted an army doctor of carrying out a forced virginity test that isn't actually a legitimate practice.
Yeah, yes, according to what they said, yes, the reaction of the military judiciary to the ruling of the administrative court that there is no code in the military justice system that provides for virginity tests in the first place. But at least it's now a clear charge if ever committed again.